Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Main Street Washington Director Sarah Grunewald.
With COVID-19 across the nation, there are some resources available for our small businesses as they're impacted with this crisis going on. What are some things that the businesses here in Washington County should be looking at for resources?
Sure. So I think number one, the Iowa Economic Development Authority has really done a good job this week of highlighting a couple of new programs. Monday, a business grant program was announced for small businesses that have between 2 and 25 employees, and that grant program went live Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. And that would allow for up to $25,000 in grant dollars to help offset those costs or those losses that have happened because of this pandemic. Yesterday, they announced a program called for targeted small businesses for sole proprietorship. So those small businesses that don't have any employees except the owner, and the only stipulations are is they have a target market. So they're looking at businesses owned by women, by minorities, by those with disabilities, or veterans. They're not for every sole proprietorship at this time. And that program is really first come, first serve. They have very limited funds in that one. And so if businesses are hearing this and thinking about it, they should go look into it right away. And all of those, both of those programs can be found through the Iowa Economic Development Authority's website. There is more help coming, it sounds like, with this federal stimulus package, which is set to be voted on Friday, including unemployment for sole proprietors. Currently, they're not eligible for, but under this federal stimulus package, they would be allowed to file for.
And locally, the Chamber and Main Street Washington have been collaborating on ways for people to continue to support their local businesses. Can you highlight some of those programs?
Sure. So we're trying to keep it fun and keep it light because we know that everything else is doom and gloom. So we're doing a couple of quote-unquote events. Fridays, we're doing Washington Dines In with takeout. So we're encouraging people to call their favorite restaurant, order carryout or delivery food, and share with us why you ordered from your favorite restaurant and what you got and how you're supporting your local restaurants through this time. We're also doing Washington Buys Local, which is on Saturdays, where we're encouraging people to share, you know, what they are getting from their local retailers, whether that's just stopping at the store for groceries or ordering something from one of our store's online stores or through Facebook. We have several businesses that have a online presence. One, Jazz It Up, just launched an online store this week, so to address the crisis at hand where they can't have customers coming in, but they can certainly help them through the web now. And then on top of that, our chamber is doing a receipt challenge. So if you do purchase something over $50, you can fill out a little form through our Facebook page or through their Facebook page, submit your receipt, and you get entered into a drawing to win some chamber bucks just to celebrate people shopping local. And then on top of that, we're just asking people to leave a review or send a cute thank you note to a business that's impacted you in some way. The chamber's asking people to put hearts in their windows of their home or of their business and encouraging people when they're out on their evening walks or, you know, getting out to stretch their legs to look for those hearts all over town. Main Street is asking people if, you know, if there was a business or is a business in town that has impacted your life in a positive way. They donated to your child's sports team, or they make your favorite cup of coffee, or they have a special place. You got engaged at their restaurant or whatever. Send them a note. If your kids have a place they love, have them draw a picture of that place and then mail it to that business and just tell them how much you appreciate them. We're asking the businesses to stick them up in their windows and just kind of create a little love fest here in town, because, you know, I appreciate all of our businesses every day. I mean, that is my role in this community, is to help support them. But at the same time, I think a lot of people have a fond place for certain places in town and businesses that have touched them in a myriad of ways.
continues to encourage people to get out and stretch their legs and see all of those things put up in their windows.
Right, absolutely. I mean, social distancing doesn't mean sitting on the couch and only watching TV all day, every day for weeks and weeks on end. It means, you know, getting out and getting some fresh air, just maintaining a 6-foot distance. The weather's getting nicer and nicer. Today I walked outside without a coat on to let our dogs out, and it's beautiful out. It'd be a great day to go down, take a walk downtown or down the trail. And so, you know, when you're out just wandering your neighborhood, look for those hearts. Or if you head downtown to wander around the storefronts, look for those little pieces of thank yous and gratitude.
And like you said, there looks to be more resources available for businesses kind of coming up here. And as that information comes out, we'll again communicate and help get that information where it needs to go.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Main Street, we're trying to put as much as we can out on our Facebook page. We're also part of the conglomerate city website, so we'll be putting it up on WashingtonIowa.gov. I'm getting ready to send out a letter to all of the businesses in downtown that will have as many resources as I can fit in it as possible so that they have them all in one place. The Chamber is doing their weekly newsletters. We're all doing as much as we can to educate people and keep everyone appraised of what's happening. It is changing every day so fast. So we are working as quickly as we can.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Main Street Washington Director Sarah Grunewalt. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.